You are listening to All Access Pass, created by the Accessibility Collective on 101.9 CITR FM.
CITR is a collectively run show that covers issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with diverse cognitive and physical abilities.
On campus and beyond.
We are broadcasting live from our studio in the AMS Student Nest on the traditional, ancestral, occupied, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Hello, you are listening to part two All Access Pass Fun Drive. We're in a weird position where we actually get two Fun Drive episodes, so we have two chances to like raise money for this awesome cause. So for those of you that don't know what Fun Drive is, that's totally okay. I'm about to explain it. It's CITR's annual fundraiser. Now the money goes straight towards helping our current operations and to take on new and exciting projects. We started exactly a week ago, and since then we've raised over $20,000. I think our total right now, Miriam, could you just move? I think the number is right behind you. Can you go this way? Our number is $22,449.47. So thank you for all the support that you guys have been contributing to our show, to other shows. This is really helping us out here. We're a community radio station. We're trying to increase accessibility and inclusion. So this is really helpful. We really appreciate it. So I'm joined in studio by some amazing people from the Access Collective. We have Connie on board. She's currently looking at our schedule. We have Miriam.
Hey.
And Olga, who's it's her first time. How are you feeling, Olga?
A little bit scared, but, you know, I'll get the hang of it.
And as usual, my lovely and regular co-host, Deepy.
Hi.
So this year's theme with Fund Drive was Shape Your Media, and our focus was to fund new weekly and monthly training sessions at the station to empower current and future members by providing more opportunities and skills development. So for every tier of amount of money that you give, we actually have some prizes waiting for you, some awesome exclusive Fun Drive CITR swag. We got limited edition enamel pins, a CITR spoken word mixtape called Hot Air Balloon, a newly designed tote bag. Now, for our listeners, there are some specific reasons why you should donate to Fun Drive, specifically to support All Access Pass. Miriam, could you maybe shed some light on that?
Okay, so here at All Access Pass, our goal is to give a voice to those with disabilities in radio. As some of you may know, radio often possesses entry barriers to people with disabilities. So we strive to let their voices be heard instead of simply spoken for. With your donations, we can do this and way more. We ask you to call in and pledge an amount at 604-822-8648 or visit us on CITR.ca to donate to the 2017 Fund Drive.
Awesome. We have our awesome volunteers on hand. They are ready to take your calls. So call in here with the number that Miriam just provided. And with that, we're going to head into a song. This is Too Many Feelings by Missy D. She is a local amazing artist. Olga and I actually went to see her once. Very good. With that, let's head into that.
I got too many feelings visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. I got too many feelings, yeah, too many feelings. Hey, hey,
Missy D. 65, yo, 24/7. All I need is a couple of 60 seconds. Explain how I came to the record. No need to check it. Got too many feelings past the 2 minutes. Cut to the chase with a snap and a snippet. Through roll my words, I single the digits. Signal time for the business. Open up the flow for a sea of my thoughts. What this wave's about to expose. Overflow of a cold overdose. Need a glass of water for my saliva. Sweeter and sour upon the matter. Talking over, but I'm spinning louder. Above my conscious, a mind, lady thoughts rewind. Take over my recording time. Not too many feeling like yours and mine intertwine, crossing lines, intersecting while we addressing feelings that are corrupting, interrupting, emoting, call it feeling, filling it in, all of my connections from the back to the cross section of my brain, redirecting to my five senses, different dimensions from birth to pensions, all different versions from good to hurting, guess I
got one, hey. Like I got one too many emotions.
I got too many feelings, visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep, and I got too many feelings, too many feelings. I got too many feelings, visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep, and I got too many feelings, too many feelings.
Hey, too many feelings, too many buildings, too many feelings, not enough feeling to take back the moment. I pay it, transparent, I see through the language, we speak the same message. Je parle pour apaiser quelques soucis. L'amour ou quelques amis. Je parle pour encourager la paix aussi. Je parle pour ma simple thérapie. Pour évoluer vos esprits. Le son d'une simple mélodie. Too many c'est beaucoup traduit. Je parle anglais, français et je dis got too many feelings aujourd'hui. J'ai tellement de pensées, tellement j'en parle français. Tellement de choses que je ne puisse oser. Avouer, tenter, jouer le cœur hanté. Par ses peurs, ses rancœurs et ses heures. Passer un petit message de bonheur. Que ce soit aussi ou là-bas des épines et des fleurs. On se retrouve au jardin d'Éden. J'imagine la scène, tant d'amour ou tant d'aine. Too many, many, many feelings got me all puzzled in. I said, too many, many, many feelings got me all puzzled in.
Ha! I got too many feelings, visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting sleep, and I got too many feelings, too many feelings. See, I got too many. I got too many. I got too many. I got too many. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings.
Hey!
Are you new to campus?
Or are you a member of an AMS club that throws events?
We're The Calendar, and our mission is to support you and your club in making your dream event a reality.
We want to cover everything, from UBC Winter Classic to Generosity's Renew Years, from UBC Rec Storm the Wall to AMS Events Pastels and Pinot.
Check out our website at thecalendar.ca to get more information on what we do, how to contact us.
And check out our calendar for all the fun and crazy events happening right here at UBC every day.
Thank you.
you. Hi, guys. You're back with All Access Pass, our Part 2 Fun Drive special. It's our radio kind of, well, radiothon fundraiser. You were just listening to Chinatown by Puzzlehead. Puzzlehead is an awesome Canadian, actually local, from Vancouver band. And before that, that was Missy D, Too Many Feelings. Now, it's so important. I can't emphasize enough how much CHR, we appreciate your support. We also need your support. As an accessibility collective, you know, it's a really special space that we're able to exist in and continue to speak on. And yeah, Olga, what are some other kind of reasons people maybe want to donate and support Accessibility Collective?
Yes, so an important voice we like to bring on is experts on disability. While they themselves might not have a disability, they can offer their expertise. I give you the example of Pete Quilley, who came in December to talk about stigmas surrounding adult ADD and ADHD. Pete Quilley is an ADD-ADHD life coach who's been in his field for over a decade. In our interview with him, he mentioned to us how his clients are working in professions from a variety of fields and how disability exists everywhere in our society. By supporting our show and the station, you're going to help us bring more informed voices onto our frequency to allow us to further reach one of the largest, most marginalized, and concealed communities. Call us to pledge a donation at 604-822-8648 or CITR.ca to donate to the 2017 Fund Drive.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Olga. So with that, we got a little bit of content for you here. 3 weeks ago, I don't know if you guys were tuned in back then, All Access Pass reported on the Homelessness Marathon, which is an annual overnight radio marathon. Now, the broadcast was shared on campus and community stations from coast to coast, creating linkages and raising awareness for homelessness in Canadian communities. So really great, big national project here. Now, disability and homelessness are intrinsically connected. Last year, when they did Vancouver Homeless Count, it was reported that 78% of individuals deemed as homeless reported one or more health conditions. Of these, 40% reported a mental health issue, while 31% reported a physical disability. So those are big, big numbers. Our producer, Charisse, interviewed Nicholas Creer, lead volunteer of Spikes on Bikes, at the Vandu building in the downtown east side. Nicholas lives with FASD and talks about his experience with mental illness, addiction, and finding community in the downtown east side. So we're just going to play that now. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cryer is the lead volunteer with Spikes on Bikes, a needle recovery and first responder team in the downtown east side. The Spikes on Bikes team has saved lives with naloxone kits by being on the ground as overdoses happen. I sat down with Nick at the Vandu Center to talk about the team and his own experiences living with FASD and addictions. Nick says that each day on the bike is a new challenge to reach those in need.
We'll start out loading up supplies on the bikes. We got a little bag that we carry all those supplies, so that includes clean needles, water and ties, cookers, you know, condoms, a bunch of harm reduction supplies that we carry with us and hand out as needed. We also carry, in a separate bag, we carry the naloxone and extra training materials, so that includes water ampoules, which are just used for training purposes, practice cracking them open and loading the syringe. And then we also carry actual naloxone with us in kits that we give out, and I think it's like over 2,500 kits, I think, since in the last year.
Due to the urgent need in the downtown east side, the Spikes on Bikes mandate has changed.
Our main mandates are needle recovery and distribution. So we pick up dirty needles and we give out clean needles. OD response. So we look for people that are ODing and check on them. If someone's slumped over, we, you know, check on them, make sure they're okay. If they're ODing, we respond to that. We'd, you know, administer first aid and naloxone as necessary. And then direct them, you know, call the ambulance, and the ambulance comes and takes them to the hospital or to the mobile unit we have now downtown here that was set up specifically for ODs.
Nick describes what it's like to use Narcan for the first time.
At first, it was intense. Dealing with the overdose is like, the ambulance would come and you'd know the ambulance is on the way and stuff. The first time I Narcan somebody, I completely forgot my training. I was totally flustered. I didn't have a partner or whatever, and we ended up carrying him down the stairs and getting him outside and stuff, and he came out of it and was kind of like, who Narcan me? And he thought I was a bike cop and stuff. and so you learn as you go, right? I mean, but now it's like they turn blue so fast and it's so scary, and I'm just glad I know what I'm doing.
Nick also sees how mental health issues are underlying the addictions crisis, especially from living with FASD.
You know, most people have an aversion to the idea of disability, but with FASD, it's absolutely necessary to understand yourself and what's going on there, and because they can get themselves in very serious trouble without knowing it, right? And I know because I've sat in jail, been like, why do I keep doing these stupid mistakes that, you know, that look psychotic to other people? These behaviors sometimes just look like total craziness to other people, whereas in my mind, it was like pretending. It was like a child living in a fantasy world and pretending and stuff. And, it would get me in lots of trouble. And then you throw in addictions on top of it. And, I was lucky I didn't have abuse growing up and whatnot, but that didn't change the fact that the behavior, you know, my brain was not functioning the way it should have been, and nobody knew it, and the behaviors came, and, you know, I end up on the street. Like, it wasn't my family's, adoptive family's fault or anybody's fault that things went the way they did, but I would like to know, you know, for future generations, that I did something to encourage bringing things to light.
He considers himself lucky to have found a supportive community.
For me, it took like, you know, a group of people that understood my drug, understood my disability, understood the way the community is, and came together and were willing to not judge and support me whether I was using or not. And that's basically the mindset that's like that's keeping this crisis at bay.
Nick is committed to giving that support back.
It's unprecedented that we would be put in the position of saving lives and whatnot, but I consider it a sacred honor, right? And now that I've started doing it, I won't stop until they say we're not in crisis anymore, I guess, right?
Okay, you were just listening to our contributor, producer Charisse, do an interview with Nick Creer, who runs Spikes on Bikes. Really great commentary on this kind of, like, fentanyl and opioid crisis that we have going on, especially in the downtown east side here in Vancouver. With that, reminder, we are doing Fun Drive. This is the last day to do Fun Drive. Donations over the phone and online end tonight at 9:30, so get those donations in before then. Miriam, why is it important that people donate to All Access Pass and CITR?
Okay, well, folks, do you know what passionate students and tireless volunteers are missing? Funds. We need funds to support the Accessibility Collective's work at CITR 101.9 FM. Amongst many other projects, we advocate for social awareness and student involvement on the large yet voiceless disabled community on campus and beyond. Why should I care, you say? Well, I bet you know someone who's depressed, ADHD diagnosed, suffering from chronic pain, wheelchair-ridden, and or is autistic. AAP brings it... AAP stands for
All Access Pass.
Brings in a variety of narratives from those experiencing disability themselves to professionals, advocates, to student clubs to provide you with the information you need to be a conscientious member of society. Start today by pledging to donate to All Access Pass at 604-822-8648 or at CITR.ca as always.
That was good, Miriam.
Thanks.
See, if you can become a conscientious member.
Conscientious. I pronounced that
wrong. A couple easy steps with a CITR and you're ready to go.
Good Samaritan.
Yeah. You're a good Samaritan. Okay, with that, we're going to dip into a song here. You heard a little bit of it just now. This is from the Out of the Flood album by Swim Team. This is the song Red. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that last song. Was that, Connie, that was Swim Team, yeah? Mm-hmm. Nice. Right. That was Swim Team. They're from Vancouver. We play a lot of their stuff. They're pretty cool. Here at CITR, we're big fans. This is off their new album, Out of the Flood, which came out just last October, actually. Mm-hmm. So with that, again, guys, we are in Fun Drive, and we're going to give you some awesome reasons why you should donate to the Access Collective and All Access Pass. DP, do you want to take it away?
Yes, I can. Help break down access barriers. CITR has been working tirelessly to make a station that is more accessible for people with disabilities and all abilities, made incredible changes to allow for easier access for volunteers and staff. Our station at the Student Union Building is considerably more physically accessible than our old station, and is allowing those in wheelchairs and people with limited mobilities to easily access our studios and on-air radio and help break down barriers in media. Call at 604-822-8648 or visit on citr.ca to donate to the 2017 Fund Drive.
Yeah, and with that, we have our two volunteers ready to go, ready to take your donations. With that, we're going to head into another song. This is Ashley Shadow, who I originally thought was one person, who is not one person. It is actually a full band of five people. Ashley Weber, Joshua Wells, Ryan Beatty, Peter Legrand, and Darcy Hancock all come from Vancouver. This is their song Tonight. Enjoy, guys.
Can't settle down into this feeling. Afraid I might stop breathing. I don't feel it cause I want to. I don't feel it cause I want to. Still hear your judgments, they don't go away. I've said some lies, it's more than you can say. I do what I do cause I want to. Do what I do, cause I want to. She is getting by better than you and I. She didn't choose it cause she wants to.
Cause you wanted to. Lady, oh God. Come and feel our positive energy at Valandafa Fellowship. Valandafa, also called Kalangong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at valandafafellowship.com.
You can maybe do that way.
Hello, you are listening to All Access Pass. We are on our last day of Fun Drive. We've been doing this since March 9th, so exactly a week ago. So why should we donate to Fun Drive, TP? What are some reasons?
Well, another reason is encourage diversity. Not everyone has the same access to media for a variety of intersecting circumstances that create physical, cultural, and social barriers. This reduces the diverse of voices and content represented in the mainstream media. CITR's mandate includes making radio accessible to everyone and supporting the inclusion of diverse contributors and content. As a nonprofit organization, CITR needs to make this happen and to do it in a bigger and better way than ever before. Please help us bring important awareness by leaning towards an equal voice on air. Call at 604-822-8648 or visit on CITR.ca to donate to the 2017 Fund Drive.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's a really good point. We're actually talking about that off air, is increasing diversity at CITR, because our show before, the show before this is K-Pop Cafe. They do a really great job of bringing in K-Pop and like a really good extensive kind of coverage of it. And I think that that's, you know, we have a lot of different programs that come on, just in terms of like different coming from different cultures. And it's super important that we are able to kind of express and show the diversity that it does exist at UBC and in Vancouver, and have that reflect in radio. Because I think, who said that? I think it was you were talking about the different barriers. At the beginning, the radio has a lot of barriers.
That's right.
Oh, Mariam's mic is on. We were talking about the different barriers that exist even within radio. So we're just trying to break those down, make us more inclusive. It's a pretty accessible space, I would say, to get involved. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that accessible includes as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that, we're going to head into another song. We really like Swim Team, so much so we're going to play them twice. This is Sentez out of their new album, Out of the Flood. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. This is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
Hello. Now that ends our kind of fun drive 2017 here on All Access Pass. Thank you for joining us. I want to thank all of the Access Collective members that are in the studio right now. We have, how many bodies do we have in here? We have six bodies. Big team here. I want to give a huge shout out to Olga, who's, this was her very first time on air, and I think she did a pretty great job. And with that, Olga, I guess we're just ending off reminding people, why should they donate to Fundrive?
So if you donate to Fundrive, you can help improve the general public's understanding.
Super important.
With such a wide reach, the station, and specifically the Access Collective, has the privilege of reaching a large audience. With that, the All Access Pass is able to educate the general public, and we need your help to make sure this keeps happening. It's so important we are able to educate others on the many facets of disability with the help of people who are disabled or experts on disability. Call 604-822-8648 or visit on citr.ca to donate to the 2017 Fund Drive.
Awesome. Thanks. I thought that was pretty good. I think
very well put together.
Olga is very well put together, I would say. So with that, today ends kind of the radio portion, calling in, going online. But luckily, Fundrive does not end tonight. Fundrive ends tomorrow. You have one more day to enjoy the fundraising festivities, because we are having our finale tomorrow on March 17th at 9:30 p.m. Come down to the Polish Community Center. All the artists you heard on our episode today, Swim Team, Missy D, Ashley Shadow, Puzzlehead, they will all be performing live.
What?
What?
Wait, I actually didn't know that. That's so cool. Okay.
So, you know, if you like the music,
be exciting.
Be exciting. for a lot of you, I know sometimes making it out isn't always that easy. So the night will be live broadcasted at player.citr.ca, so you can see it from home. It'll be on YouTube too later on. Now you can find our event on Facebook. It's under Fundrive Finale, Missy D. With that, that kind of ends us off. As usual, if you are interested in joining our team, the Access Collective, we really like new members. We really love having new voices in. Or if you think there's just an issue we should bring up on our show, go ahead and email us at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. Is there any other ending remarks, DP?
No, just please donate, and we want All Access Pass to be around for a long time, so
exactly.
Help us.
Yeah, for sure. We really enjoy doing the work here, and there's this feel of, it's definitely we're bringing some voices that, and
yeah, and we got a fun group here.
Oh yeah, I would say, it's a pretty, we're having a pretty good time over here.
Always.
So with that, we advise you to stick around for Astro Talk and their edition of Fun Drive Special. But before we go, we're gonna leave you with a song. Olga, what song is this?
This is Daft Punk's Contact.
Now, Olga, this is like a personal favorite song of ours. Olga, what kind of sentiments how do you feel when you listen to this song?
Well, the main emotion that I felt the first time I heard it was, what is going on? It's just, I can't even describe this song. What is it? I don't know, but I love it.
Okay, we're hoping you have the same kind of like perplexed enjoyment of this song. Connie, you want to take it away and play it? Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm looking at what Jack was talking about, and It's definitely not a particle that's nearby. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance, apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. As we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about, well, maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.